From NPR and WBUR, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young, along with Jeremy Hobson, who's going to have a great talk with the man behind the wildly popular blog Humans of New York. But first, to Capitol Hill. Dr. Tom Frieden, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is being grilled by members of Congress about how two Dallas nurses caring for the first patient diagnosed with Ebola in the U.S. became sick, and why the CDC let one of them travel on a plane this week with a slight fever. Pennsylvania Republican Tim Murphy pressed Frieden on the Obama administration's response to travel.
This is the question the American public is asking. Why are we still allowing folks to come over here, and why, once they're over here, is there no quarantine?
Our fundamental mission is to protect Americans. Right now, we're able to track everyone who comes in.
But you're not stopping them from being around other people, doctor. I understand that, and I have a high respect for you, but my concern is the American people says, but even so, they're not limited from travel. They're not quarantined for 21 days. So I'm concerned here, is this going to be your maintaining position of the administration that there will be no travel restrictions?
We will consider any options to better protect Americans.
Also at the hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health confirmed that the first nurse to be infected, Nina Pham, would be moved today from Texas Presbyterian Hospital, where she worked and was infected, to the National Institutes of Health Special Biocontainment Unit in Bethesda, Maryland, to receive what Fauci described as state-of-the-art care. Officials still don't know how she and her colleague, Amber Vinson, were infected. Juana Summers is congressional reporter for NPR. She's in Washington. Hi, Juana.
Hi there.
And we just heard from Tim Murphy questions about travel restrictions, but these were on people coming into the U.S. Tell us more about that, because Republicans in particular have been clamoring for a shutdown of travel from West Africa. Were both sides of the aisle asking about that today?
You're hearing about that mostly from Republicans, but also a couple of Democrats who are really concerned about this issue. Obviously, a lot of public scrutiny on the Obama administration and the CDC's handling of this case. And we also heard, as this hearing's going on, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest also briefing reporters. And he publicly said what a lot of administration officials have been saying quietly, and that's that a widespread travel ban of folks traveling from West Africa is a bad idea. It would incentivize people who are traveling to the United States to evade screening and actually make people less safe. And what we need now is for more people to be candid about their travel history and whether or not they've traveled to West Africa. There's also, of course, the need to get really vital supplies into the country to help combat this Ebola outbreak in West Africa. So this is kind of the first time we've heard the White House address this directly. And again, that's happening at the same time as this hearing, which is still ongoing.
So you've had a lot to cover. Well, Tim Murphy also asked about travel within the United States. Right at the start, he asked Frieden about why someone at his agency, the CDC, gave the second nurse infected, Amber Vinson, the okay to get on a plane. Now, of course, this was before she had been diagnosed with Ebola, but here's Frieden's response.
The protocol for movement and monitoring of people potentially exposed to Ebola identifies as high risk someone who did not wear appropriate personal protective equipment during the time they cared for a patient with Ebola.
And so are we hearing, Juana, anything from Frieden about how that protocol is going to be changed? Obviously, these nurses were wearing protective equipment, but it wasn't protective enough.
What we heard Frieden say is that during the first couple of days, there was some variability, is the word he used, of the protective equipment for the nurses who were with the first United States Ebola victim, the man that has died. He said that while Ebola was suspected, Duncan was isolated, but not all protective steps were in place. And I really think that's what the focus is going to be, in making sure that there are proper protocols in place, such as the one that the CDC director laid out today, and to make sure that they are followed writ large and not just some parts and not quite others, while we're still figuring out if a person does have Ebola.
On Tuesday, the CDC issued stricter guidelines closer to the full body suits that charities have been using in West Africa, so that these healthcare givers in the U.S. are completely covered. On the Today Show this morning, a nurse talked about her outfit, and she had worked alongside the nurses that are infected, and she said her neck was completely exposed. But we're wondering, on the campaign trail, Democrats have been accusing Republicans of making cuts to CDC funding, leading to some of these problems we've talked about. Republicans have been countering by blaming the administration for a lack of response. Did you get the sense that that sort of partisan debate is carrying over into the hearing?
I did. When you're listening to members of Congress in this hearing, some of those same themes really are coming out. You heard one member of Congress, for example, mention tying Ebola to the security of the U.S. border with Mexico, which is another line that many Republicans on the campaign trail have kind of been talking about and bannering about. And of course, that's a topic that is very important to a lot of Republicans, Democrats, too, making this funding budget cutting argument. So political overtones are certainly there.
Yeah. There was also a moment of an apology, we understand. Dr. Daniel Varga is the Chief Clinical Officer and Senior Vice President of Texas Health Resources. They run the Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. What did he say?
You know, he apologized. He said that this is one where they got it wrong. They were deeply sorry that they had made mistakes in diagnosing the man who later died with Ebola, and that there was not Ebola training for staff before that first patient was admitted.
I wonder what happens now, you know, with all the legal issues that come from that. Juana Summers, congressional reporter for NPR, at today's hearings as the CDC officials being grilled by Congress. Juana, thank you.
Thank you.